Emergency podcast. The Queen is dead.
You're listening to BBC. Queen Elizabeth II is dead.
Yeah, we interrupt. Yeah, that thing. We interrupt.
Yeah. We interrupt this to let you know that Queen Elizabeth II has died. How can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay.
New king alert.
New king just dropped. How long till new money? 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know how long this is. We've got to get someone from the mint on.
It'll be, yeah. Must be failing for the mint right now. It's tough for them. Because you got to think, it'll be a year and a half before the King Charles is coronated. You know,
is it really take that long to coronate them? When do they change the national anthem?
To God Save the King.
Yeah.
Probably at coronation.
Is the Commonwealth Games over?
Yeah. Like the
lucky it didn't happen halfway through. They would have been scrambling.
Yeah. Well, you know, the test they've called off today's play of the England South Africa test. The EPL's been postponed. Get on with it.
Well, it's probably all anthem related.
Yeah. Like they don't have a modern version of God Save the King anywhere.
Yeah.
It's a big shift.
They should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess you get distracted by these things. It's always down on the bottom of your to-do list.
And you don't want to be the one that jinxes the Queen into death. You know, it's like, oh, I prepared a version of God Save the King and it killed her, if you believe in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was just over in London.
How was it over there?
Shithole. London's a shithole.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm pro-Brexit from the European standpoint. Get rid of them. They should blow it up. Start again. The Irish are right. Blow up England. Colonize England. The Irish should colonize England.
Yes, I agree.
Now,
with that.
While at this weak point in time of theirs.
Yeah.
New leadership, both monarchical and in parliament. They're weak.
Do you think Liz Truss is making a play to be queen?
Truss. Yes.
Didn't I say that?
Yeah. I was being like, Truss.
Oh, okay, right. I thought I must have said Tuss.
Liz Tusk. Liz Tusk.
How was it over there in sunny old Europe?
Yeah, London shithole.
I mean, to me, London has always been a remote outpost of the Roman Empire.
Yes. Well, you know, to me, London has always been a remote outpost of the Empire Hotel King's Cross. That's all it is. Mm. It's just entitled fuckwits who are actually the dirtiest people. If you see someone looks-wise that's over, say, 6 out of 10, they're not English.
Mm.
And it's rare to see them. Yeah, it's like the Empire.
Rare sevens. Rare seven.
Yeah.
Shout-outs to all our British listeners.
Shout-outs to all our sevens.
Every over six in England listens to this pod.
Yeah, all four of them.
Yeah.
And they're all Australians. No, there were, you know, look, we went to Lisbon.
Beautiful.
Which is stunning. Yeah, I don't know how much you want to hear. Maybe we can get into deeper later and I can just do broad strokes now. Berlin, wonderful.
Mm.
The Hague, exemplary.
Everything you hoped?
Yes. Amsterdam, bit busy, but nice. No one wakes up before midday, seemingly. We had the canals to ourselves at 9 a.m. on a boat. Zipping around. I Austin Powers'd a little boat, you know, when he goes sideways.
Where he just keeps pissing and pissing and pissing.
I can't stop pissing. Yeah. You know, when like he puts the little car sideways, you don't watch movies. But I did that with a boat in the canal.
Nice.
Sophie was pushing off the side of the canal with an oar, going, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know which way to point the rudder when I'm going backwards." That was good. Brussels.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing. I could move there.
Nice. You did for a moment.
I did. And then London. Oh, man. Like Sydney does it better.
Yeah.
I think that's the core of it. When it comes to, you know, layout, the style of building, the language everyone speaks, the arrogance.
Yeah.
Sydney does it better.
Yeah, tick, 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 tick for Sydney.
Yeah. One thing that was fun in London, we did lots of fun things. Went to a game of the 100.
Lords.
At Lords, the home of cricket.
Mm.
That was fine. It was actually awesome, I should say. But we left early because results in short form cricket games are inconsequential. So we watched Matt Wade hit 82 off 40.
Oh, did he do well? Did he, Wadey?
Yeah, yeah. He was bombing it. He was just watching people get out, and then he hit one out of the ground.
Nice.
Unbelievable. Small ground, Lords.
Mm.
And there's a slope. Do you know about this?
No one's ever told me.
I was sitting there looking, going, this fucking ground's on a slant. Mind blowing. Another thing we did over there was we went to the Rufus show.
Yep.
And it was Rufus, John Hopkins, Flight Facilities, and a few others. Sorry if you're listening to the others that played. But they're all very good. Look it up yourself. And it was good. Some guy gave me a pinger.
That's nice.
Which was nice.
Just a random guy?
Random enough. He was in like the artist area, but I don't know how he got there.
Right.
And he was wearing like a short skirt and like a fluoro bum bag.
Mm.
And just said, that guy over there said you like pills. And he pointed at Danny, Rufus's manager.
Yeah.
Danny's like waved, hey man. Like, yeah, he's right. But I was like, I don't want to go too crazy. And so I just like bit it in half and just swallowed it.
Mm.
And this guy and his mate were like looking at me horrified that I just like dry dumped half a pinger, like bit it in half and ate it like a savage. Have some water, man. I'm like, why?
It's gone. It's too late now.
It's gone. It's fine. What's the issue here? I want for nothing except for a slight buzz. Feeling of euphoria. So we were sitting at the back in the artist area, you know, because after a career like ours, we're afforded such luxuries.
Indeed. One of the small perks.
Yeah. And I don't look that gift horse in the mouth.
No, it's not wise to.
No. Because why is that?
I guess they got bad teeth.
English.
Yeah.
And I see John Hopkins.
Mm.
And, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you do this, but sometimes you can kind of, I guess some people call it manifesting, but
yes.
You can confect a situation in your mind and then will it to existence. I was wearing my City of Sydney Astral Projection Club shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wouldn't it be nice to get a photo with a guy who's just made a fucking album for mushroom therapy and is obviously into these kind of concepts, to get a photo with him while I'm in this shirt. And so I thought, I'm going to make this happen. I want to get a photo with John Hopkins while I'm in the shirt for the club that we're in.
Yes. And you are in that club too if you're a $25 subscriber to the Meeting Tree Patreon.
Patreon.com/TheMeetingTree. So I'll go over to him and he's come off stage about half an hour before. He's sitting down. He's having a pizza.
What's on it? Anchovies? We're talking like a Napolitana here?
Can't remember.
He seems like a Napolitana kind of guy, but with vegan cheese,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, right. And gluten-free base. Real cuck stuff. Ironic, given what happens next. But also, yeah, 2 hours later, I looked over. He'd only had six pieces of his pizza, and there was a cigarette put out in it.
Wasn't into it.
The English. Go over. John, hey, man, just wanted to say, big fan of your work. You know, thanks for all that you do. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. And then he looks at Sophie, my wife, and he just like, you know, almost like blacks out. He's just like staring at her intently.
Mm.
And he goes, so have we met before? And Sophie's like, no, I don't think we have. He's like, you look so familiar. And she's like, no, I don't think we have. I don't think we've met. But yeah, he really likes your music, pointing at me. And she goes, It actually makes me feel really sick and I can't listen to it. I don't like it at all. And he starts like laughing and just staring at her and like, oh my God, like that's so funny and like really refreshing to hear. Like, and she's like, and started getting really weirded out. And he was like kind of hitting on her.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. And it was so funny to see this like dweeb with zero game try and like, come across as this, you know, kind of, you know, conversation starting type dude.
Yeah.
And it was quite complimentary, I guess. You know, it was like, oh, that's nice.
Yes. And an artist like is interested in my wife.
Yeah, I guess. But also like and quite sweet, you know, like, you know, that sweet type of pity you can take on someone where it's like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I know it well.
Yeah.
I feel it often.
That's the color of lens I have in my glasses, actually. And it was just like, oh, good on him.
Yeah.
You know, like getting all like shy and nervous and trying to hit on my wife.
Yeah.
And I was telling that story to someone recently. And they're like, oh, that sucks, man. Like, must ruin John Hopkins for you. I'm like, no, not at all. Firstly, I can separate art from artists, which is why I love R. Kelly.
Mm.
Not his music so much. I'm a big fan of Michael Jackson, the man.
Yeah, hate his music.
But as a bloke... Right up there. You know, but it's like, no, I my feelings about John Hopkins haven't changed in the slightest.
Yeah. Did you get the photo?
No, because I was just like, oh, he's so interested in Sophie. I don't exist in this transaction.
Mm.
And I also, coming from a position where, you know, I've been asked for photos in inopportune times by people I may not want to be speaking to at that particular moment.
Yeah. I just put like, a cigarette out and a pizza. And
then, you know.
And then I'm trying to pick up a newly married woman.
Yeah. And it's like sometimes you open a door and you're not invited through to the backyard. You get to the living room and you go, we've got to head off. And we got to the living room and we had to head off. So I was like, oh, didn't happen.
Yeah.
But we had a chat and now I kind of know what he's like as a bloke, which is exactly what I assumed. He's just a dork who owns lots of modular synths. Like, yeah. Oh, duh. Of course he is. He's no R. Kelly, I'll tell you that much.
Confirmed.
Big he's no R. Kelly stamp.
Well, we missed you back here.
Oh,
we.
Yeah. What's the goss?
I'm speaking on behalf of the listener.
Oh.
And myself.
Thanks, everyone.
And the people of Sydney. What's the goss? I don't know. Not that much.
Yeah.
I didn't do much. It rained, would you believe?
The fuck's going on with this fucking weather? It's.
I think it's the beginning of the flood.
How long? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which flood? The great one?
Number two.
You're building an ark?
Yeah.
A flood of number twos.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I'm buying a super yacht.
I'm buying Rene Rivkin's old yacht.
Yeah. Maybe that's why the wealthy do that. Apparently they do get like really kind of jealous of each other's super yachts.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that?
Just the goss from around the traps.
No, well,
because they're always building bigger ones.
The grass is always greener, right? Mm.
Like, I think Bezos has number one now.
God.
But like, what? Why would you want a yacht that big?
How
like, it's, that'd just be annoying.
Yeah, cleaning it.
Like, if the pool's on the whole other side of the yacht, like, you'd want a smaller one. So that the pool is close. The
convenience of it. Why aren't there more Sigma male billionaires? Or maybe we just don't hear about them.
Well, I think this most Sigma male is Tom from MySpace. He did what billionaires should do, which he sold MySpace for billions of dollars, and now he just knocks about.
Doesn't he travel and take photos?
Exactly.
He's like a photographer.
Yeah, he just travels and takes photos and puts them on his Instagram and just like...
What do you think of this?
Seems to be having a nice time. He's not like going for world domination. He's not like...
Oh, today's Friday.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to buy my Powerball ticket yesterday. Did it go off?
I don't know.
The 40 mil?
Are you thinking now?
I'm thinking.
You could have just been traveling the world taking photos.
I could go full Tom from MySpace. Or like, you know, no, you know what I'd do? I'd do exactly the same, but instead of taking photos, go, here's 30 seconds of sound from, you know, the Arctic tundra. I'd never go to the Arctic tundra.
Waikiki.
Yeah, yeah. Here's 30 seconds of sound from New Mia.
From Ibiza.
Yeah.
Then the next week, here's 30 seconds of sound from Mykonos.
Yeah. Oh, man, this guy's really going to lots of clubs. Field recording.
Bergheim.
They let me bring my phone in. Yeah, you know, like you can't take photos in there.
Yeah.
You're in there with this little Zoom recorder.
There's probably like 10 people in there with Zoom recorders at any one time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's perfectly reasonable.
Going to Shazam this later.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the sex room with a Zoom recorder.
I'm glad you got on the e-bikes though in Berlin. It's the only way to travel.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, I racked up miles on the Scoots. It was great. And the only annoying thing now is, you know, I've got my Voi app, my Bolt app, my Bird app, my Felix app, my Uber app. You know, you've got to have all these fucking apps, and they keep, like, some of them have like rewards programs, like the more you scoot, the more you get back and you get free minutes and all this. And they're like, you haven't scooted in 2 weeks. I'm like, fucking, you think I don't know that? You know why? Because fucking Perrottet, it's Perrottet's fault, right?
That there's no scooters.
It'd be a state problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's also a business model problem. Not to get all down round on the meeting tree, but like Bird is just being valued. They can't make any money, these businesses.
No, nor should they.
Yeah.
They should be nationalised.
Yeah, nationalise the e-scooter program. Yeah. There's one up in Brisbane. They've got e-scooters.
And Melbourne.
Right, it's just here.
That's the thing. In Sydney, so it must be like the Service New South Wales or... You know, it's. I think it's a state
it's
issue.
It's probably an RTA or, yeah, I'd say Service New South Wales. It's probably a law thing.
Yeah. Where like, it's just like you can't have e-scoot vehicles that go over 20K an hour without a helmet and all this shit. That's it, man. Talk about utopic.
Well, you need to do a bit of a risk-reward matrix. It's like, yes, sure, some people will die on those scooters.
Yeah, yeah.
But how many people will be convenienced?
You know, yeah, maybe it's not the worst thing. You know, if that butterfly flaps its wings and say, you know, a certain number of people die a year because of electric scooters and the New South Wales government's war with Sydney, City of Sydney, and so the bike lanes don't meet up, and so in Alexandria people are just getting hit off these e-scooters. And then all of a sudden they don't need 5,000 new homes in Kogra and the 15-hole golf course remains.
Yeah.
Everyone is happy.
Everyone wins.
Yeah. Everyone wins. The person on the scooter dies happy.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you now.
They die scooting.
You die scooting.
He died doing what he loved.
I've ridden some fucking scooters in my life now.
Mm.
Never once have I ridden one sad.
Never once have you died.
No. Well, no, I'm not going to get into that. I haven't died. It's, yeah, they're fucking great. No helmets. You know, in The Hague, I was riding on a Vespa. The Vespas go in the bike lanes in The Hague.
Right.
And just gassing around on a Vespa in the bike lanes in The Hague.
Yeah, see, if The Hague was in Sydney, you'd be put in there for not riding a cycle without a helmet.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be locked up. I'd be tried at the International Crimes Tribunal for not driving a bloody V8. What's this electric scooter? And the whole thing is like, we encourage you to wear helmets, but...
Well, they found, like, the Scandos and those kind of Northern European types, I remember reading ages ago, they did some study basically about forcing everyone to wear helmets in Denmark, and they found that so many people would just stop riding their bikes to work, because there's, like, massive cycling culture over there, right? Yeah, like, everyone just cycles everywhere, cycles to work, it's flat, and there's really wide cycle lanes. But in particular, women don't like messing up their hair, basically. Yeah. And so, like, something like 85% of people would just stop riding their bikes to work if they had to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, you'd have more cardiovascular disease and obesity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they were like, literally on just a people dying perspective, you're better off not having mandatory helmets.
But I think, part of that is the bike lanes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I buy that. But that was their excuse, at least.
No, it's a good excuse. I mean, I think that the individual's happiness should outweigh the chance of that individual's community's sadness, which is a 1 in 100 more than that chance. Say you ride your bike twice every day,
yeah,
to work and home from work. What's the chance of you getting killed if there's adequate bike lanes?
Next to nothing.
Less than nothing.
Yeah, minus one.
Minus one.
Yeah.
The chance is minus one.
Mm. Percent.
Percent. And so, you know, yeah, like helmets, big helmet has a lot to answer for.
Yeah. Big that sticker with the ticks.
Yeah. Big that sticker with the ticks has had a grasp on it for too long.
Yeah.
Has had a grasp on their big helmet for too long.
Their knuckles are white.
Yeah, they're pushing and pulling between their big helmet.
We got to pry it out of their white-knuckled hands.
Yeah. They're spitting in our faces.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should get someone from Clover Moore's office in on the pod.
Yeah.
I think we could do it.
I do too. Shout outs.
So if you're listening,
but it's as you say, there's the war between City of Sydney and, like, you know, as soon as they opened up the bike lane on Crown Street, the cops immediately did like a no helmet spree, yeah, like for multiple days in a row and just fined every cyclist. And remember, you had to have a license as well.
Yeah, they got to have your license.
The state government brought in the law that you had to have a license to ride a bike.
Yeah,
and
so
they were just like pinging everyone for ridiculous shit, like no bell and like no license, etc.
They should have a helmet free zone.
Yeah. The anarchy zone.
The anarchy zone. Yeah, yeah. The purge center.
But you should still actually have to have a bell.
Yeah, yeah.
Two bells. And you should have to ding it once every 5 seconds.
No helmet, two bells. No. If you're not wearing a helmet, you have to have a bell and also a novelty horn. And you have to hit the novelty horn every 10 seconds.
And you have to have that thing that generates bubbles out the back of you. And you all have to do it.
You all have to do it. Make Sydney beautiful. You know, beauty isn't just what we see. Beauty is what we hear. I want to hear wah, 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 and yeah. And just that's how I want to wake up on a Saturday morning.
Mm.
Know that people are out there cycling.
Yeah.
And fuck that, yeah, man. I would say we should run for Lord Mayor, but every time I see, you know, when it's local elections here, I'm just like, you can't take out Clover. She's the only one that knows how to stick it to the state government. And being Lord Mayor of Sydney isn't about being Lord Mayor of Sydney. You're not managing down. The job is about managing up. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And all these other people are so well-intentioned, and I applaud them for, like, you know,
having a crack
for their vision. But no one's campaigning on, I'll stick it to the state government.
I can't be bothered handing out flyers.
No, you get weirdos to do that. No, you know, you're right. Obviously can't be bothered. If it fell in our lap.
Yeah.
You know, and the money was right.
It's like, you don't have to do anything. We'll hand out the flyers. Just have to be a name and a face, and occasionally we'll shove a microphone in your face.
Yeah. Not even campaign. Like if the actual Lord Mayorship fell in our lap, where it's like joint.
Yeah.
Like how
you guys want to be Lord Mayor? Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll give it a go. The way that, like, Darcy Byrne, remember when him and Pauline Lockie were potentially gonna have to share the mayorship of Inner West, and he muscled her out? Like, you and I share it. But instead of it being like a half term. One is like daymare, the other's the nightmare.
Who's who?
Sydney's worst nightmare. Well, maybe that's where the election happens.
I like it. This is kind of like the one party, like, state, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same party, but like they just have intra-party squabbles.
Yeah. Oh, God. Our first intra-party squabble.
Yeah, what like Stalin and Trotsky all over again.
What would you prefer to be?
Probably the daymare.
I think you'd be a better daymare.
Yeah, the night's a bit spooky for me.
Yeah, I'd go nightmare. Yeah, I have some ideas of how to turn this place around.
Mm.
Yeah, St. James Station.
Yeah, it's haunted. You're going to deal with that?
Yeah, we're going to suck the ghosts off in there.
That's priority number one.
Yeah. I'm going to give head jobs to all the ghosts at St. James Station. My first duty as Sydney's nightmare.
Mm.
Because the time out guy hasn't done it.
No.
He's apparently the nightmare, Sydney's worst nightmare, I call him.
Yeah. Famously hasn't done
hasn't it. Hasn't sucked off the ghosts at St. James Station. What are you waiting for? Oh, I've got to give out a few more small bar licenses first. It's easy. 3 minutes if you do it right. Fucking idiot.